Unique Weirdos, what up? It's Roxy Blue, big boy. Yo. Hey little daddy, welcome to my show. The name is Roxy Blue, but the green makes me go. I scream to the top, where you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Here I go again. I thought buddy was frontin' when he came up for some win. I told him I'm a fiend when it comes to the best. I can make it rain, oh daddy, don't test me. So, they call me Little Avatar. I make that word a bend when it comes down to this Danny bar. Put it in your face and make you savor it like candy bars. And if you do it well, I will hand you out a golden star. So, yes, I'm a kinky chick. And when it comes to sexing, I will show you what it is. So get in with the shoe, cause I'm classy with my shit. I'll be strapping up twice because I don't want that package. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Let's roll play. Throw a few swings. When I see the green, I become very friendly. Maybe handcuffs. You can be the officer, a better yet, a dentist. Say, money, tattoos, and a whole lot of booze. I'm living life fast, and I'm breaking all the rules. My heart is in the cage, and I threw away the key. My love is past tense, my mask burned to the heat. That can really silly, that a nigga try and clown me. I make his main bitch eat my box like a brownie. I'm spitting like a porn star. When it comes out to this show, follow me on Twitter if you really wanna know. Welcome to my show, little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show, little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle.
Yeah, welcome to All Bars Radio. Shemaine Brooklyn Black, waiting for Miss Nikki Boss on her way in from me. And, you know, she stays, doing her grind, still handling 101 things at once. But definitely hit us up 347-857-4302. And it is Thursday, June 21st, first day of summer. It's real hot. So hopefully you guys have been keeping yourselves hydrated and just taking care of yourself. And as soon as Miss Boss is in the building, we're going to get this show kicked off, get it going. Big shout out to everyone who continuously and religiously tunes in, hits up Miss Nikki Boss on Twitter, follows the whole All Boss movement. So big shout out to you guys. Big shout out to everyone who just continuously checks in and hits us up. You know, I know Miss Nikki Boss definitely appreciates it. We're waiting for Boss get back doing what she do. She'll definitely be back in the building next week, rocking out with us. And looking, I see Miss Boss has entered the studio, so we're gonna wait for her to get her headset on, and we get this show rocking. Nikki, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Is my mic on?
Yeah, you are.
I didn't hear you.
Yeah, you up.
Okay. Hello, everyone. It is your girl, Nikki Boss. I'm sorry. Running it a little bit late. Thank you, Black, for holding it down. You are tuning into All Bobs Radio. Me, of course, Nikki Boss, and Gabrikan Black in the building. And definitely got a great lineup tonight. So it is so fucking hot outside. I'm sorry. I'm, really drained. I'm trying to, get it together because the sun, Mr. Golden Sun, is really draining me. How are you feeling today, Black?
Well, I'm trying to stay cool. I got water. I got everything that I need. So I'm trying to beat the heat, but as the sun goes down, it's getting a bit cooler, so I'm happy about that.
That's what's up. So what are we talking about today? What are we talking about?
Well, I figure we got a whole bunch of stuff that we can going on as far as hell. It's getting hot, and today I saw the craziest shit. There was this dude with a hard hat, a hoodie, jeans, and Tim's. It was 91 degrees outside, man.
Yeah, it's definitely hot, and I do not agree with anyone wearing jeans and Tim's. Or you should not have on any type of boots. Like, definitely not today. Today wasn't the day. Not even, I believe, even if it rained today, not even rain boots would be suitable for just the humidity. So I honestly think, like, I guess just for the attire, you know, for us females, like, just keep in mind, ladies, you know, that you can still put on your shorts and your dresses and your short shorts and your skirts. Just a regular nigga's mind is irrelevant, you know. It's hot outside, so I definitely understand if you are wearing short shorts and T-shirts and, you know, maybe you have a nice body, so, you know, your body shows throughout all the clothing that you do have on, but don't pay attention to these fucking thirst buckets out here who's going to be like, God damn, like, they've never seen shorts before, so.
Definitely, like, you know, be comfortable, but be sensible at the same time. Like, you know, if, you know, you know what you look like before you leave the house. I'm hoping you take that 30 seconds, look yourself in the mirror, and everything like that. Like, you know, be comfortable, but be sensible at the same time. Like, you really, you know, you can't be out wearing just whatever because it's hot and they can get a pass. You know, like, that just doesn't go.
Yeah, it really doesn't go at all. What about when it gets to, like, so how do you think people are going to act, like, now that it's summertime back in the whole club scene?
Well, we already know, you know, people are going to lose their minds, you know what I'm saying? It just seems, especially out in the hood, it gets hot, people done leave their common sense at home or whatever, and, you know, people wild out. So my big thing is always, you know, just take a second, think about what you're doing. There's gun consequence, and you don't want to do nothing stupid to have you locked up or laid up somewhere in the summertime. It's just starting to get, you know, nice and hot and, you know, stuff like that. Like, dude like me, like, I'm not going to do something that's going to get me locked or laid up because I like seeing the women walking around in the summertime with the short shorts and the tight shirts. And, you know, I like seeing that. You know, and I don't have none jeopardize that. Nobody.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with, I guess, liking to see that, you know what I'm saying? It's definitely, you know what I'm saying? It's definitely a sight to see, you know, for some people. But, I mean, I just don't want to see the niggas waiting on a club line, you know, with no shirt on or, like, no shirt and, like, a blazer. You know what I'm saying? Due to the fact that it's so hot and shit like that, like, I don't want to see that. I wouldn't want to see that. I think that's so tacky. You're not Usher, Raymond, nor anybody else that does that in their videos. Like, I wouldn't want to see that.
Nah, that's really not a good look. And also, just remember, if just because it comes in your size don't mean it's right for you.
Yeah, it doesn't necessarily, you know, mean that at all. Just because it comes in your size, you cannot wear it because there's things that I like that I can't buy going where it just won't look right on me. And there's things that, you know, vice versa for everybody else. So, Black, I wouldn't want to see you in nobody's fucking 5X t-shirt, white tee. I wouldn't want to see you, you know, in some really, really, really tight skinny jeans, like certain things, like, you know.
Yeah, you're not
going to think it's hot, but it's really not.
look, my ass is too big for that. Like, you not going to catch me in no skinny jeans, nothing like that. And plus, dudes wearing skinny jeans in the summer, like, that's unheard of because you're just harboring a whole lot of heat in the nut area. And it gets funky. You know, you can't...
But wait, what did you say was so big on you, so that way that's why you can't wear skinny jeans?
I said my ass is too big.
Oh, your butt. Oh, okay.
You know, you're not going to catch me in those skinny jeans. You know, and plus with the skinny jeans, like I said, you harbor a lot of heat in the nut area. You know, it's a lot of heat and humidity and funk, and, you know, it's not a good look.
I definitely do agree with you 100% on that one. Like, yeah, certain shit I can't see you in. Like, I'm pretty sure you couldn't see me in, like, I don't know, maybe some zebra leggings. I don't know. Honestly, I wouldn't wear them per se, but I just feel like when it comes down to this heat and shit, you know, I want everybody to be comfortable, you know what I'm saying? But still be mindful that you are conducting, you're supposed to, when you do walk outside, you're representing yourself. And if you have kids, you're representing your children. Like, you're somebody's kid, too. So your mother, I'm pretty sure, would be pissed if you walk out the house looking like you shot John and ducked behind the bushes. Like, I think that would be crazy.
Like, yeah, I just don't understand it sometimes, you know, and even some with the ladies, like, I'm told, like, me personally, I'm tired of seeing, if it's past 50 degrees, I really shouldn't see you in no Uggs. Like, I don't care what they say, like, those are winter boots. You know.
Exactly. But they still feel like they can put them on with shorts because it looks cute.
Yeah, it looks stupid, like, but hey, that's just me. What do I know?
No, to me, it looks stupid as well. Like, I can agree with you, you know what I'm saying, anymore. Like, I think it does look stupid, to be honest with you. I honestly think, like, I know your fucking feet and ankles are sweating, numero uno, numero dos. Like, it's just, like, when you have on shorts and then a tank top and then Ugg boots, like, you're making yourself look confusing. Like, you're off a season. Like, something's not right. Like, those things just don't go together. Ugg boots and shorts, Ugg boots and tank tops, Ugg boots and short summer dresses, I don't think that those go together at all.
Now, the thing about shorts and shirts, like, you know, us New York dudes, especially those coming up through the 90s, you know, that was our summer uniform, you know what I'm saying? White beater t-shirt, jeans, shorts, Timbs, you know, and, you know, I may do it once or twice, you know, but that's pretty much where it stops. Like, y'all wearing these crazy knee-high, thick-ass boots, or the dudes wearing polo boots with the fur on them, it's too hot for that.
It is. It's definitely too hot for that. And I want to switch the topic really quickly because you already know my buddy at Carlos Rashad, you know, good old buddy on the All Barbs radio show. Yeah, shout out to Carlos Rashad. But we're definitely talking about something, well, me, of course, you know me being me, Nikki Barbs, and then AKA on the side, a little bit bipolar. I was just talking about, you know, random things today, like I normally do on Twitter, and I had mentioned, like, you know, like, to the fellas, like, stop saying that you want to fucking chill when you know you just want to fuck. Like, I think that that's very, like, that's not being very communicative, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's not keeping it 100, because how do you know, per se, like, you know, this individual, she might like you, and she might just want to just chill with you to get to know you. She doesn't have any intentions on having sex with you. She could just easily have on her mind, like, okay, I'm going to go chill with this individual today and possibly have a good day. Like, I feel like when you tell somebody, oh, come over, let's chill, and then you say those, you know, just to get them to come over, and then when they get there, now all of a sudden, like, they walk in, they walk into a room and the candles are lit and the lights are down low and you have Marvin Gaye playing, like, Let's Get It On in the background. That's just, like, that's misleading. I hate that. That fucking grinds my gears. That's a pet peeve. Like, keep it 100. Like, if you and this individual have some type of a relationship, whether it be friends or friends with benefits or whatever it is, because you guys have, you know, you have one another's number, but at the same token, like, just not ask, like, what's up, how you doing today? Today I was feeling kind of horny and, you know, I wanted to fuck, or however you're going to put it. Just don't use the term, like, let's chill, because to me, like, if somebody's saying let's chill, that's like, let's chill, like, let's chill. Chilling is, like, relax mode, like, that's just, like, you know, not too much going on. Like, niggas is just, like, relaxing and maybe talking about a couple of things, or, you know, sharing a couple of laughs or watching fucking movies or whatever. That's not, I wouldn't take it as, like, let's fuck. I'm sorry, but it happens all the time. Like, what do you think about that? And I'm pretty sure your ass does it too. Like, hey, come on, boo, let's chill. And then when she gets over there, like, your whole mission is to get up in them guts. Like, I don't understand.
All right, now, it's been, I guess, I would say since 2009, 2010 or whatever, the term let's chill has become cold. Well, hey, let's get together now. Most of the times when a dude says it, yeah, the intent is to chill, but along with chilling, like, we're hanging out, we're talking, might drink, and it may just so happen that later on, through the course of the time we chill, you know, it might happen, like, you know, we could be talking about something, and next thing you know, you kiss them, we kiss her, and next thing you know, there's some sweaty fornication going around.
That's crazy. I mean, when you say kiss, like, why not mommy again? Because I heard you, but I just want to make sure I fully understand you, because you be talking all fast and shit.
Like I said, it can start off to be just innocent chilling, watching movies, whatever, and sometimes it just happens like that.
Yeah, but this is what I'm saying, like, let things bleed into it, you know what I'm saying? Like, what I'm saying is you have some of the guys, you know what I'm saying, that literally, like, they'll wake up that morning and have you in mind, and they'll be like, okay, well, like, I'm going to call up, like, I'm going to get my heart and shit like that. I like the way, you know, that shit feel or whatever. So I'm going to call, however you guys, you know, talk within yourselves or whatever the case may be, you know what I'm saying? And you know, they basically, hold on a second, and they basically, my mic is all tangled up, hold on. And, you know, that's their mission. Like, they'll say that just to get the girl to even come out of the house, because they know, like, if they come out and they say it like that, like, most likely she might not, you know what I'm saying, be with it. But I definitely want to get into this caller. Last 4 digits is 3543. You're live on air with me, Nikki Barnes.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Nikki, this is Carlos.
Hey, Carlos, what's going on?
I'm just chilling, scrapping in the house.
Really?
But I was definitely excited.
Yes.
I said, I'm definitely excited to talk about this topic.
All right, well, I started basically talking about it. I feel like, I just think that it's, like, keep it 100. If you want to have sex, just say that, because you might not know. I might be
hey,
in
look.
The mood, like, you might have just read my mind, you know what I'm saying? I might as well just get ready to text you that. So, I just feel like to say, like, chill, it's just, like, it's so misleading.
But it doesn't work like that. See, when a dude approaches a girl, if he asks for a girl number or he asks to chill, he wants to fuck already from day one. So it's not if he wants to fuck or not. It's when you going to let them. So that's the bottom line. No dude's going to approach a girl that he don't want to have sex with. And so if he come out from day one and say, let's fuck. Like you, like keep it 100, like you really want to do. It's not gonna go down. You're not gonna respond to that. No woman has ever responded to a dude from day one saying let's fuck. So
you
gotta go through the runaround.
Don't say no woman has ever responded because I'm very upfront, you know what I'm saying, type of person. Don't get it twisted. If I don't know you like that and that's how you come off, you know what I'm saying, then maybe I might just be like, okay, like I'm the type of person, like if you even say that and I don't know you, you have to just wait for my response. It's either a yes or a no. If I'm not feeling it, I'll let you
Let me ask you a question.
Got it.
If you see 10 attractive dudes that you don't know ever, and all 10 come to you and say, I want to fuck, how many you going to let hit?
None. That's just me. None, because I probably don't know any of them like that. But my whole thing is just, when I said that earlier, that was just in reference to, you know what I'm saying? It was just in reference to, like, niggas that niggas know. You know what I'm saying? Like, dudes that girls know. Like, yo, use that line, like, oh, what up? What you doing? Like, you trying to chill today? You know what I'm saying? And then I was like, okay, well, you know, I don't really have that much to do, so I guess, you know, we could chill, whether, you know, you're used to just chilling with this person, y'all smoke, y'all drink together, or you're used to just chilling with them around other people, but now this person is hitting you up personally, like, let's chill. You chill with that person before. A lot of men use that as, like, a line, like, it's just like a line just to get the girl to come over, so that way, when she does, now it's like, okay, she's here now, so now I could probably be like, all right, so we'll be like, I'm trying to, however they make they move. Like, don't say that that's not a line.
It is because 8 out of 10 chicks, they don't respond. Like, if you just tell a chick, come over here and fuck, it's going to go good. Brooklyn Black, you can attest. If you talking to a chick and y'all ain't on that level yet, but you know you want to hit, and you just come out and say, come over and let's fuck, you know, it's too many variables. It's too many ways for her to be like, nah. But if you say, come, let's chill, you can feel her out, you can talk to her, see where her head at, know what I mean? And then you can determine whether, you know, it's going to happen or not. So that's why niggas say, let's chill. It's not to play no games. It's to see, you know, could it possibly go down? But if you just come out and say, let's fuck, 9 times out of 10, she gonna say, no, I'm not coming over. Especially if y'all not on that level yet.
I mean, but this is what I'm saying. Like, I'm not, of course, like, if somebody I don't know, I'm realistic with things, you know what I'm saying? Like, these are things that, like, that comes up all the time, you know what I'm saying? Like, of course, a nigga, like, just saying if you need to do whatever, like, most likely that was from LGBT attraction, you know what I'm saying? Because that's what it kind of took for the few seconds or whatever for you guys to even exchange numbers. Okay, cool. Maybe if he was to be, like, I mean, there's some dudes that just, they're not looking for much, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's some dudes that keep it a buck. Like, they're not trying to, like, prolong the situation because maybe they have a schedule on and that's something that they want to take the time off the day to do real quick with the person that they chose to call. You know what I'm saying? Some dudes, like, they have things going on, so it's just like, maybe the female made herself available from time to time to even, you know what I'm saying, get down like that. So there's some dudes that would just like, yo, like, what's good? Like, I'm just trying to whatever. And it's up to the female to either say yes or no. If they're going to say no with an attitude and have some type of curse words behind it, okay, that's just an answer. If you're going to say yes, you know what I'm saying, then it is what it is. I just feel like I know a couple of my female friends been in situations where, you know, like, they'll be like, damn, Nikki, like, you know, just do whatever, you know, I went to go chill with him because he wanted to chill, whatever, you know, he just wanted to kick back and chill after he said, you know, we're going back and forth in Texas. Like, she didn't really want to do it because she was on, you know what I'm saying, her friend. You know what I'm saying? She didn't feel the need to explain that all to him, like, because he was just saying that he just wanted to chill. So when she got over there and to chill with him, like, you know, like, after, like, 10 minutes of them, you know, just, I guess, sitting around, chilling, talking or whatever, You know what I'm saying? You just kind of make the move to, like, all right, like, damn, like, I've been waiting for you to come over here all this time, and now, like, she was trying to make the move, but it wasn't nothing that she could do because it was that time of the month for her, and plus she wasn't even, you know, she didn't want to do anything because she was under the impression that they were just going to chill.
See, you're right, but see, when dudes come out and they're honest like that, more times than not, there's more women in this world that won't respond to that. So you have to find out what type of chick she is. When you just go up to a chick random and say, let me get your number, you really don't know who she is. You don't know what type of girl she is. So when you say, so you don't know if you can come out and say that. Most chicks, now I mean, some will respond and be like, yeah, now I mean, but you don't know. So that's why you got to, you know, let's chill, let's talk. So you can see what kind of chick she is, where her head at. And then if she give you signs that you can try, then try. If you try and she say no, that's that. But that's why you say let's chill, because you can't come out and just say, hey, I want to do this. Because you don't know. And then if you realize she's not that type of chick, then you lost. And now you can't never, now I mean, you can't never get it. But if you find out who she is, then you still got time with her, and maybe you can get down the line.
Like, black men, like, okay, well, what if it starts off like, you know, hey, what's up, let's chill, and then it leads into that. I mean, that's something different. Like, if it leads into it, both people should be grown. And on top of that, then that's something different. Like, I believe in letting things flow. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, if you're going to chill, let's chill. And if it happens, it happens. But I just know for a fact that there's some dudes that say that just like, and I feel like it's just so bad. Like, I'm one of the people, one of the females that you can keep in 100 with, because I'm going to let you know if it's a yes or a no. And if, I mean, how many times I don't feel the need to get even think when it's a no, because you're asking me a question. So I'm going to answer you, you know, whether it is kind of annoying me or not. Like, if that's something that you want, and I don't feel like engaging in, because it would take the both of us for it to even consider it sex, I would be like, no, I'm good. Okay, moving on. That's not going to make me look at the person any different, because, I mean, you know, many times when I'm going to, if I really want it that bad, nobody's going to know unless I say something, or the dude that, you know, I probably want to take it to, but he's not going to know unless I initiate it. But, I mean, I'm not going to beat around the bush. You feel like I'm just going to let it be known, because if that's going to make the nigga come faster to me, then maybe that's what it takes, if you just keep it real. Like, I just feel like it's 2012, like, say what you want.
I understand what you're saying, but, you know, when dudes talking to a female, you know what I mean, it's like all girls are different, and so you got to play it safe with every chick, you know what I mean, because all girls are different, and then when you figure out who she is, then you can go from there, but when you first start, you got to play it safe, so that's why, you know, that's why you get the less chill, that's why you get the, I'm just trying to be your friend when you get the phone number, or I just want to talk to you, or make you smile, that's why you get all of that stuff, because dudes got to play it safe at front, because you don't really know who you're dealing with, you just know she cute, you just know she, you know what I mean, you want to talk to her.
I agree, Black. What you think about that?
He is pretty much hitting the nail on the head.
What the fuck is pretty much hitting the nail on the head? Okay, but you have to elaborate for those who, like, you know.
Okay, well, everything he's saying is definitely accurate, you know, and not a lot of girls, you gotta remember, Nikki, not a lot of girls are as street savvy or as blunt and whatever as you are, like you would probably appreciate if a guy says, hey, let's get up and fuck and whatever. Other girls, they'll feel some type of way. So we as men, we got to be all, hey, you want to get together, watch a movie and chill and XYZ. We have to do that, like the homie Carlos said, as part of the filling out process to see if I can just hit her up next time, hey, let's fuck. Or if I could hit her up, or if I hit her up and say, hey, I was wondering if we could chill again, shit like that. You know, so that first initial time we're hanging out, we're actually gauging you, we're filling you out, we're trying to see exactly at what level that we can talk to you more, or what level we can approach you more.
Yeah. Because, see, like, out of every chick that I've ever dated, they've all been the same. You know, some of them, I could talk to them, you know, and curse and stuff like that, and they'd be cool. They cursing, too. And then other chicks, you know, you date some good girls who really don't like that. So all girls is different. And you got to, until you figure out what kind of girl you're dealing with, you gotta play that role. You got to, you know, go through the motions. And then when you feel like, and then, you know, a nigga come around and he got a chick like you, then, you know, he can come out and say whatever you want to say. But if he got a good girl, then he got to be like, you know, hey, you want to chill? You want to come over, you know, watch a movie? At the end of the day, you know, the sex is still going to happen, you know, once you get on that level. But you got to say it differently because all chicks are the same. All dudes are the same. If a girl come out and say you want to fuck the dude, I'm like, yeah. So all niggas are the same. But all chicks is not the same. So you got to play that role first.
I hear what you're saying. I mean, I definitely do agree when you say that all girls, you know, that hell no, all girls are not the same. And I don't believe all dudes are the same because, like I said, I'm encountered to do that, keep it 100. Like, I respect them so much for that shit because they're the ones that most likely I'll pick up the phone for before it's the niggas I feel like it's just, like, trying so hard, like, just say what the fuck you want, because, like, I don't have all day. Like, I really don't. Like, I would like to spend all day with somebody like that, like, especially if it's not somebody, you know, other than my man. But I don't have all day, so this is something that I'm taking the time out of my day to do. So it's just, like, I need to know, like, if this is what we're doing, this is what we're doing. Like, I'm all about, like, scheduling and shit like that, because, like, you know, I have a child. I have things to do after a certain time, pick up, all types of things. So if I'm going to squeeze somebody in, or maybe it can even be after all that's said and done, like, I'm still rolling on time. So, like, if we're chilling, I know, like, to just, like, let things, like, okay, maybe I'm not going to just be so okay to schedule other things after that because I don't know what time, you know, what chilling, quote-unquote, session is going to end. But if it's just like, all right, well, I know I'm going to go over there, you know, real quick to get, you know, my stock, you know, knocked off really quickly, okay, I will know, like, all right, I'm going to go over there. And I could kind of, like, time around that because I know, like, this is what I'm going over there for. This is what it is. Okay, after that's said and done, I'm out. Like, I got things to do. So
I tell you one thing. You about to get a lot of DMs of niggas saying, let's fuck. I tell you that.
I mean, how y'all know I don't already get that? Like I'm just
yeah,
one.
You probably do, but it's about to crank up tonight after hearing this conversation.
I mean, overall, though, like, I know how to handle that, though. Let's fuck. Like, ha-ha-ha. Like, how do y'all niggas don't want to fuck me? Don't even live in New York. So how is that going down? You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I know how to do it that person. Like, certain DMs like that, don't even get a DM back. Like, it's not even worth it. Like, because I know, like, if I click on your, you know, sometimes, you know, like, I don't even respond, but if I'm just, I want to be nosy and see, like, really, really, really who's saying that to me, you know, I take the time out of my day to really click on their Avi and look in their profile or whatever. Like, if I see that you live in fucking Arkansas, like, let's fuck, really? When is this happening? So, I don't even, you know, like, it's whatever. Some people would consider it to be flattering. Some people would consider it to be cute. I was looking at it as just, like, people just sometimes, like, they want to say something to me. So, I guess, like, if they have nothing else to say, then let's fuck is just something, I guess, that they think is going to get me to start a conversation with them. Sometimes it may. For those who said it and I engaged in it, they know who they are. For those who said it and I didn't say nothing, but you know who they are, too. So...
I feel you. I had a good time talking to y'all tonight.
Thank you. Definitely always a pleasure for you, Carlos, to, you know, come and talk with me. Always a pleasure.
No problem.
Glad you have me say to Mr. Rashad.
You know, it's always it's always a pleasure having the homie come through. I definitely appreciate him, and you know, he's definitely one of the great, you know, he definitely has a great mind on him, so I'm always anxious to hear what he has to say, and I'm just looking forward to more from the dude. That's it.
No doubt. I appreciate y'all.
No doubt. Thank you.
No problem.
All right. So I definitely wanna. That was cool. Big shout out to Kyle Richard. Definitely one of my faves. And he definitely has a great, great, great voice. He's so lucky that I didn't want to stray him off the topic and, you know, get him to start serenading me live on air once again. But I definitely want to hear somehow the followers that send me in music. Like, I just want to give them a quick shout-out real quick. Shout-out to HBTREX. Shout-out to Greed601. Shout-out to no other than The Real Rampage. Shout-out to B.I. Bang. Shout-out to Yo, it's Louie, S-K-U. Oh, no, not you, S-K-Q. And shout-out to also Mind of Illusion. And definitely shout-out to Roxy Blue. I believe she's in the building. Roxy, are you there? Is she live with us?
Yep.
Rocky?
Roxy Blue, bitch.
Rocky Blue, bitch, what's going on, bitch?
Ain't nothing, chilling, just ate, sipping on some wine, chilling, Rocky and Chad, if you know how I do.
I know how you do. I seen you on the Instagram. Everybody follow her, Roxy Blue, on Instagram. She definitely prepared. Well, what I seen in the picture was, I seen a split image of some red wine. You sound like it's put on right now. I've seen some steak marinating, and red wine goes so well with steak. Like, it really does. So shout out to you for
it. Really does. And I actually marinated the steak in the red wine, so it was pretty good, you know.
And when I've seen the veggies going, you gotta stay healthy, go green with the broccoli. So,
Black, you coming for your plate?
Huh?
I said, Black, you coming for your plate?
Yes, I am.
So wait, so how does Black get a
favorite
for
me? Because you went to the pool without me today, so let me live. Can I live?
So, because I went to get wet a little bit, like, you're...
Yeah, because I want to get wet with you.
Okay, man, look at me. It's summertime, baby. We got 3 days to go get wet, to wet up somebody's beach and shit. We got 20 pounds. I just have to go really quickly. It was really hot. Really,
really
hot. I'm sorry.
Really hot. It really was today. So what's the topic for today? I'm just logging in, you know, I seen the clock, I was like, oh shit, you know, my team played today and I'm rooting for Miami all the way. I'm hoping that they go home with another ring tonight.
Shout out to Miami Nation, definitely. I'm definitely not a hater, so definitely shout out to everything, because, you know, for all teams, like, they all play their hardest, they play their best. You know, sometimes that good shit ain't good enough, but, you know, it shows throughout, I guess, what is it, the championships, the finals, like, it, you know, all of that shows. So, shout out to them. But the topic of tonight is basically, we're talking about how, like, and this is one of my biggest pet peeves, right? You know how when niggas, they be like, yo, it was good, you know, like, what are you doing today? You be like, nothing much, really, you know. And they be like, oh, so, you know, you might as well come chill over here and parlay with me for a little while. I don't got shit to do. And, you know, sometimes you be hesitant, but then it's just like, you're really fucking bored. And, like, whatever, you can go for the whole chill. You can be around somebody else, you know, instead of being in the house by yourself. And when you get to the main crib, you get there, and then it just fucking has the lights down low, bitch, and, like, two candles burning. Like, I hate when they just fucking use the line, like, let's chill, when they really want to say, like, I really want to fuck.
Exactly. So basically what you're saying is your biggest pet peeve is basically a dude that won't keep it 100 and saying they want X, Y, and Z, rather use a facade and say that they want to chill when they know they want something else.
Yes, and we just had Carlos to the shot on the line. The young fella who be singing to me rather on All About Radio, he just definitely came and he gave his input on it, because actually I tweeted it earlier, and he actually made a comment about it, and that's how I was able to, you know, she asked me to talk about it on tonight's show. So I definitely brought it up, and he put his input on it. You know, they saw what they wanted to say as far as the male, you know, how when niggas just can't come to a girl and be like, well, I want to fuck, because then, you know, bitches be so quick to be like, what, nigga, or however they respond to it. Me, personally, I need to know what the fuck it is. Like, if we're chilling, that consists of I work, you know what I'm saying, hours, It can take 2 hours. If I want to have sex, that's the max is up to 1 hour. You know what I'm saying? It may be less than that. It may run a little bit over 1 hour, but it's not. It's no more than, like, 2 or 3. Like, I can't. I'm not going to keep the wine on me, so I can give you a definite answer. Like, if it's a yes or no. If I feel like fucking today, and you happen to call me, and I was probably thinking about hitting you up, too, and you just took the words out of my mouth, cool. But, like, that phone conversation went so quick and easy. I'm at his house, or he's at my house within a matter of, and then that's how it goes from there. Like, I really don't understand.
Well, I just don't put myself in those predicaments at all. You know, I'm quick to cut niggas short. Like, as far as, you know, like, I have to respect what relationship I do have with a certain dude or whatever the case may be. So any other dude is already canceled out. So as soon as it comes to the whole let's chill situation, it's already a no-go. You know what I'm saying? So it's, like, it's certain. Like, I do have male friends or whatever the case may be, and let's chill. Like, they'll come over, we'll eat, chill, and then you go home, and, you know, touchy-feely, none of that stuff. But some dudes want to, you know what I'm saying, want to touch you and want to caress you. Don't do that. I'm not on
that
level.
Like, I hate that shit. Like, don't touch me. Like, chilling, me, I'm like, it's on some chill shit. Like, niggas is not doing too much. And sex is a lot. Like, it's requiring me to do a whole bunch of shit that I don't normally do when I chill. You know what I'm saying? But let me take this next call up. Last 4 digits of your number is 7980. You're live on air with Nikki Barr.
Hey, what's up? What's up? What's up?
Hey, what's up? And myself know who this is and where you're calling from.
This is Mr. 3. I'm calling from Dallas, Texas.
Hey, we got Texas in the building. That's what's up.
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I know y'all probably not familiar with the name Mr. 3, so I go ahead and let y'all know who it is. It's CEO of What That Is Radio, calling in to support the Hard Boys movement and all that stuff.
Oh, thank you. What It Is Radio. How are you? Thank you. I definitely do appreciate you calling in. That's what's up. Took you forever. Nah, thank you, though.
Yeah, I know I'll be busy, man, but, you know, I won't gonna forget about y'all, though.
Thank you. So did you get to hear about our topic tonight? Like, do you have anything to say about when dudes, like, you know, I'm pretty sure you've used it before. You know, like, when you want to have sex with a certain female friend, you know, somebody that you probably took it there, you know, before with. But instead of you saying to her, like, hey, what's up, how you doing? Like, you know, you want to fuck today, or do you want to have sex, or are you however you want to say it. But instead of you saying that directly, you say, hey, what's up, how you doing today? Like, let's chill. Like, why do y'all say let's chill when you really want to have sex with the person?
Well, to be honest, you know, I really can't speak for everybody, but from my experience, from what I've learned, it's better to just be straight up forward with it. Because, I mean, when you try to make it seem like it's this, but it's really that, you're really going to end up with nothing. So it's really just best to go and be straightforward with it. If you're trying to fuck, you might as well say, I'm trying to fuck.
What do you think about that, Roxy? Is Ms. Blue still on the line with us?
Yeah, I'm still here.
So what do you think about what he just had to say?
I couldn't even hear him. Somebody else called me online. Sorry.
Well, if you don't mind repeating yourself really quickly so Ms. Blue can hear you.
Oh, no, I was basically just saying it's better to be just straightforward with whatever you're trying to do. You know, if you're trying to have sex, it's better to just say, hey, I'm trying to do that.
Yeah, and I totally respect that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think this world would be a better world if everyone was just straightforward and black and white instead of trying to have mad gray areas instead of, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't understand why people want to sit up here and beat around the bush instead of saying, yo, let's fuck. I would totally respect that, and that would give me the opportunity to be like, no, I don't want to fuck, or yes, I want to fuck. Don't have me coming and quote-unquote chilling, and then you try to pull a fast one. Then that's going to lead to me saying X, Y, and Z, you getting disrespected, me feeling out of place, and then, you know what I'm saying, like, you losing my number completely. Because once I'm over somebody, don't call my phone, don't text me, I will put you on blast. Like, back up, go away, disappear, like, beat it. So, like,
you know,
I totally respect that.
A lot of times a woman or female, they want the same things that a man does. It just,
And that's true. That's honest. That's true. Like, I will call my man in a heartbeat, babe, come over here and let's fuck and then go home. Like,
that's
go away.
That's what I'm saying. That's not good to me. Like,
it's okay.
But then it's like, you know, like one of the callers before had, you know, mentioned that his name is not Carlos Rashard. He had mentioned, like, you know, it's just like certain female, like I mentioned, like for the dudes, like he asked me a question, like, okay, so if 10 attractive dudes, you came across 10 attractive dudes right now, and all of them said, let's fuck, like out of all 10 dudes, how many would you fuck? None, because it's just like, I don't know them. You get what I'm saying? But it's different. So, like, when niggas know you, when they can call you up, and they gotta have chilled you before, not necessarily had, but not necessarily to be that comfortable anyway to have that. I don't have to, like, I want to fuck, so, like, what's up, let's chill. Like, you know, maybe I'm gotten up before, y'all took it there before, but my whole thing is just, like, keep it 100, because when you say chilling to me, like, I think about hours, like, okay, I can't really schedule, and I'm a schedule type person. I have things that I'm doing all day, every day. Like, my times are always filled. So to take time out of my day to go fuck with somebody, to go fuck them, like, I'm going to take that time out of my day to go fuck. It shouldn't take that long. But if I'm chilling with you, like, I can't really put a time limit on us chilling, because I don't know what we're going to be doing while we're chilling. We might be at the movies. We might have one out to dinner. We might be walking throughout the Central Park, and that might take up 2 or 3 hours, so I don't know. So I would rather, I don't have a problem with calling up my man and being like, yo, so what time are you coming over here tonight? Like, and I don't have a problem with him calling me up, like, so, like, tonight,
I'm busting it open.
I'm busting it open. You're bad. Face down, ass up. I don't know. Like, I wouldn't mind that. I wouldn't take it so offensive, because it just lets me know, like, okay, this is what I'm doing. By the time I get my phone, so I'm, you know, you get ready for that.
I just want to say, y'all are all the way live. Y'all are wild. I wasn't expecting this conversation when I called in, but, you know, y'all are really something else.
It is what it is. Black. But there is another guy on the phone, you know, so black. Like, what do you have to say?
I have no words. I'm currently speechless. I'm getting cursed out on Twitter.
Because,
I'm only getting no names.
Because black is being a, he's being an asshole, you guys, also funny. Now he's screaming me, let's chill. Knowing that we're just talking about this shit, and I know he's trying to be funny. But, okay, let me ask, why did I trouble find my real quick, really quickly, too? Okay, so, Rocky, let me ask you one question, and I'm going to ask him a question. So, what are some of the lines you would, like, you... That, like, you and I'm not hearing that, that's kind of, that's something that would turn you on. Like, if it was your dude, he was calling you to have sex, like, what would you want to, what are some of the things you want to hear him say?
All right, who was the question for?
That was for Roxy Blue.
Okay.
Anything my man calls and asks me for, I'm going to do it. Like, there is no ifs, ands, buts, or maybes about it. Because, like, Wayne always said, if you don't do it, if you don't fuck me good, the next girl's going to fuck me good. So I'll make sure I give him nothing to complain about, nothing to whine about, nothing to bitch about. So there's no ins, no outs, no limits, no boundaries, no lines or anything. So it is what it is. I know how to handle mine, I handle mine.
Okay, so with that being said, okay, so... You, what are some of the lines that you would like to hear from a female, like, you know, when she's approaching you with trying to get it in with you?
And who was that, sir?
Mr. Lee.
Who was that question for?
That was for What Is Radio.
Okay, and the question was, what would I want her to ask me?
Yeah, like, what are some of the lines, like, you would, that kind of would get you turned on when that particular female wants to text you on trying to, like, start things up with you, on trying to get it in with you? Like, what are some of the things that you wouldn't mind seeing in the text or hearing, you know, over the phone?
Oh, it really don't matter to me. I mean, she can say however she wants to say.
Y'all was so whack.
Huh?
Y'all was so whack.
That was so whack.
Well, let me ask you. Because I'm going to tell you, I'm going to tell you, because there's some things that I like to say. I mean, because sometimes, like, I mean, I don't know about y'all, but I get this a lot, like, let's fuck. You know what I'm saying? I get that a lot. So it doesn't do anything for me, like, so quickly.
Me, on the other hand, like, I don't get that. Like, no nigga come out they fucking face to me like that, because I make sure everybody knows what it is. You know what I'm saying? It's only one nigga that come out his face like that to me. So as far as, like, that one nigga that does, you know what I'm saying, I'm like, when? Let's do it. Like, when? Let's, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm
okay,
all for
you know
it.
I mean,
but
I mean,
as far as, like, friends and associates and shit like that, like, or random niggas, like, I don't even like niggas calling my phone after 8 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? Don't text my phone or call my phone before 12 or after 8.
But please, like, we're best friends, you know what I'm saying, as well as, you know what I'm saying, what we work together, you know what I'm saying, and you know that I know you. I know the type of person you are, you know the type of bitch that I am. So
exactly.
I don't have control over what comes out of other niggas' mouths, you know what I'm saying, just, but I do have a control of checking it, you know what I'm saying. So me saying that I hear it a lot, you know what I'm saying, so of course some of the times I have came out, well, you know, you check that. Some of the time it is niggas that you know what I'm saying, that hit you up out the words, like, you know, somebody like Nick Jr. and shit, that's, you know,
like,
you.
Yeah, but they don't hit me up like, oh, let's fuck or nothing. Like, it'll be like a point, it'll be like a random, like, if I was, like, in Miami, like, I heard that shit all the time. But as far as, like, a nigga that has my number coming out their face like that to me, that does not happen. Because I make sure niggas know what type of female I am,
like,
you know what I'm saying?
But you're showing me off of what I was about to say, though. And that's understandable, because, like, I don't get those type of texts either, you know what I'm saying, per se. But, like, I'm just saying, like, I hear it a lot. So it's something that, like, that's one of the lines that doesn't get me, like, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, yeah, it doesn't. If anything, like, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I'll hear that from a nigga that I don't know, like, far as, like, somebody on Twitter hitting me up, or somebody on a social network, a social site hitting me up like that. But as far as, like, me personally knowing that person, like, they having my direct number, like, that shit doesn't happen. And for a random nigga to hit me up like that, they just get straight ignored. Like, ain't no way I'm not responding to that, because I'm not your mother, I'm not your sister, I'm not your baby mother, and I'm not no random strag bitch off the street. So you're not getting any of my attention. You know what I'm saying? So as far as hearing that, like, I would hear it, but it's getting completely ignored.
Black. Well, see, I love you to death, and I know you, and I agree with you. So, I mean, I agree with you, but then, like, somewhat of it, though, like, the way that you're talking right now, like, I don't know if you're currently, like, seeing somebody steady, like, I know you just came out of a relationship, and I don't know, but the way that you're talking.
No, but this is what I'm saying, as far as, like, a dude to hit me up that I just randomly don't know, that does not happen. You know what I'm saying? It does not happen. Any nigga that hits my phone up, they do not come out their face, oh, let's fuck. It does not happen.
Right, that's fine. I mean, that's cool. I mean, like, that's fine. But I was still getting to where, like, I was trying to tell you where, like, some of the lines that turn me on were. But
okay.
No, wait, like, now my whole shit of thought just even just got, like, just taken off. But, like, why don't we even have Rocky call in and be fucking on Zach with us? Because she just be going in and she stays, like, taking me off of what the fuck I was about to say. And I'm not even the one that's drinking right now.
I mean, it's just room for conversation, us conversing. It's cool. You know what I'm saying? Keep people entertained and play poetry to All Bombs Radio. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely tuning in to All Bombs Radio. Call us up, 347-857-4302. We definitely have What It Is Radio on the line, and Ms. Roxy Blue. Also, I'm sorry, but just one more question as well, because me and Black are talking about it, and I don't think you guys are here. But, like, I know Black mentioned to me, before I say this, like, caller, he mentioned to me, yesterday, and he was saying to me, like, okay, so what about the whole one-night stand, and what about, you go to the club with your girl, Nikki, and when you get there, you know, you come across a guy, or I guess you interact with a guy, you know, he's telling you everything you want to hear, and then you tell your girl, like, okay, fine, I'm leaving with him, you go, and then he and y'all get back to wherever, whether it be the hotel, the crib, your crib, his kid, wherever, you end up somewhere, and then this dude goes down on you. Black asked me, Lockie,
And
he asked me what I returned the favor to the dude. Now, listen, just note to females, like, sucking every nigga's dick is not what's happening.
It's a no, though. It doesn't go down like that.
Just let me finish. It's so fucking unsanitary. You don't know this nigga from a hole in the wall. You don't know this dick was into my butt 20 minutes before he got to the car. You're just taking out time yourself to put your list on that shit. No, like, if you're going to have a one-night stand, I believe in having a one-night stand responsibly. Like, if you're going to have sex protected, and that's it. Do not kiss these niggas and these bitches out here.
That's a strong belief that I do have. It's a real puppy
because I'm calling it in a minute. Like, you do not necessarily like, if it's gonna be such a fucking problem, you don't have to put your lips on my pussy. Like, we can just have sex and that's it. Like, it doesn't, like, so that you don't feel a certain type of way because you did it to me and I won't do it to you. You know, like, we just can't. I just think that's crazy. But I want to know
something that you just mentioned, though, that I do have a strong belief. Niggas and females, do not kiss people in their mouth if they're not your man or your woman. That is disgusting. You don't understand half of what people do. And, like I know what I do with my man, and if he was to go kiss another bitch, I would feel disgusted by her because I'm like, you don't know what he does with his mouth. You get what I'm saying? And I don't understand why people go around kissing people in the mouth. Like, it's disgusting. It's really fucking nasty. It's really nasty.
Do we still have What It Is Radio on the line?
Yeah.
All right. So I'm sorry. Before I want to ask your opinion, and then if you want to go, you can. But if not, you can stick around because I definitely have somebody else calling in as well that's trying to get through. And I definitely see you, caller. So bear with me. I'll get with you in a second. I just want to get to his opinion on one night stands and having the whole oral sex. Like, what are your restrictions on a one night stand?
Well, one night stand, you know, me being a man, you know, I'm with that. You know what I'm saying? As long as it's...
What you mean, you being a man? Like, come on. Let's chill with the chauvinistic statements. Let's not go there, okay? I know plenty of bitches that do one night stands, get paid or whatever the case may be, and call it a day. You know what I'm saying? So don't say just because you're a man. You know what I'm saying? Just say, you know, as a person, as an individual, like, you're okay with it.
Okay, well, I respect that. Me as a person, I don't have no problem with a one-night stand, you know what I'm saying? A lot of times I prefer that because I don't like to be clingy-clingy. As far as the oral sex, man, you know, really, wow, that's kind of all me to speak on that. I mean,
the caller is still, in the whole thing, do we start the caller?
Yeah.
All right, well, you can go ahead and let that person through. You can go ahead and announce. I can't see the switch line right now. I'm trying to tweet, so you can definitely let that person through.
Flash 460-0419.
Turn your radio down. I think they're scared to speak to us.
Hello?
Okay, well. Hello?
0419, you live.
What's going on? What's the question y'all talk? It's Marty Boy, the Prince, man. I'm trying to get in on this conversation.
Hey, how you doing? You're definitely talking with me, Nikki Barbs. I have the head game. So thank you for calling in and getting in on this topic that's getting so racy.
I definitely have
at Roxy Blue live with us as well, and What It Is Radio live with us as well, and definitely on the line with Brooklyn Black as well too. But what we were talking about is how just the whole one night, well, we were talking about a lot of different things, but the most recent topic just now was about one night stands after the clubs after the clubs, and about just the whole oral sex
oral
thing
sex.
With somebody that you don't know, like, I mean.
Oh, Lord, like, one night stands, like on some real shit, one night stands, that is what
like
it
on
is.
Some
like,
drunk shit, like on
yeah,
some
after
like
the club,
like
after the club, like the I'm not eating no pussy that I just met at the club.
Thank
but I would definitely take the head, but I'm on some one night stands, shit, that's dirty as shit.
Exactly.
I don't want to sound like a hypocrite or nothing, but you know.
Exactly, and I just keep it in 100, and I love it because that's my whole thing. Like, you don't know this bitch from a hole in the wall. Like, you just, I mean, you just, it's bad enough that, like, she just ran up, ring your pockets, you know, and you
I
got
mean,
her
after
drunk,
the club,
but,
like, you know, it's a little, I don't care how clean a female is after the club and she been sweating, it's, they be having stenches anyway. I'm not going down there, man.
You're definitely telling the truth about that because it'd be plenty of females that be all within my area when me and Roxy Blue be in VIP. These fucking basic bitches somehow, some way end up in VIP with us. I think it's because the dudes that we be with, like they be feeling so bad and they just be filling up their cups and shit. But when they come into the VIP area with us, like we just and like girls, they have one of these short ass dresses, skirts and shit, bucking over, bending over, and you. I do be smelling shit like, damn, like, suppose you was to get fucked after this. Like, why do you not know
yeah,
that?
And that's coming from a pussy-eating nigga. Like, I ain't no stranger to it. I'm a grown-ass man, so it is what it is.
Hey.
But that, like, awesome, just meeting you and now taking you home off some one-night stand drunk and shit, nah, that's like dead. Not unless you're in the club and I knew you before. Like, I knew you before I went to the club, and we just so happened to vibe and leave with each other and shit. I just might eat the box. You got to sit it on my face or something. I ain't just going to eat it.
Did you hear that? You have to sit it on the face. That's what's up. I definitely do agree. What it is, radio? Are you still here with us?
We lost what it is, radio.
Oh, okay. Wait. So what do you have to say about that, Black, though, about, you know, about what he just said?
How about what I have to say about that? Let me know him before the club.
Well, when I'm single. This is crazy. What's your name again? I'm sorry.
Oh, this was Marty Boy right here.
Marty Boy. You definitely,
Marty.
But you have to... Well, what you do is you make sure you send me like a tweet or whatever, so I can definitely shout you out for calling in. But I definitely do agree with you 100%. And like Roxy said, like if niggas were single and shit, we would definitely want to know you before going to the club because fucking faces is what's into in 2012. So
That's a real shit. I tell all the females that's friends with females. Like, you want your pussy, I don't mind. You don't have to come sit down on my face. It's something about me just going down there. Like, you know what I'm saying? But if you sit it on my face, I ain't gonna run from it. You hear me?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't expect you to run from it if I put it on your face. I just would expect you. Just sit there, and I want to, I mean, if you can't breathe, just tap on my butt or something, on my back or something.
Oh, no, I find a way to breathe. I ain't about enough. I breathe through my nose.
You just
climb up there real nice. I hit you up on Twitter all the time. It's the Prince of the City, man. Y'all going to play some of my music soon. It's all good.
Yes,
I'm going to keep it all the way gutted with y'all every time I holler at y'all. That's all I know.
No,
even
definitely
now, really.
Do.
I need to know
definitely
what you
No, well, he's going to tweet me, and when he tweets me, I'm going to ask you in it.
Make sure,
but, like,
make sure you tweet me to Roxy Blue, R-O-C-S-I-B-L-U-E, because I'm definitely going to give you a shout-out.
Look, I'm about to tweet you right now while I'm on the phone with you.
All right, do that.
Is this Angel or is this how's your head?
How's your head? This is me. Me, Nikki Vibes, is this voice is how's your head game. Who you're talking to right now, Angel, at Angel Love Tweets, she's my co-host. She'll be back with us on Tuesday. But who you're talking to right now, you're talking to one of my artists. Her name is, and my best friend, her name is Roxy Blue. So, like, you have to tune in the beginning of my show at 8 o'clock to hear her music always opens up my show. So that's who you're talking about. My Twitter name is at R-O-C. S-I-B-L-U-E, Roxy Blue. It's all one word.
I don't know what alley she has up now. I believe
she's
just
you see mad tattoos. Yeah, you see mad tattoos.
So she's an ink junkie over here, and she's definitely a great, great, great MC. So definitely hit her up.
All right, that's what's up. I'm about to shout y'all out right now. I'm about to shout
you
out.
I'm about to get single.
Oh, Dale, don't go too crazy off the app. I'm not the ugliest nigga alive, you hear me?
This nigga said he's not the ugliest nigga alive. Okay.
I'm dying.
Not the ugliest. But y'all have a good night, man. Keep that shit gutted.
You too, and thanks for tuning in.
You too. Always, bye. Always. Alright, damn, Brooklyn Black. Like, I definitely have a lineup of music. Like, I definitely want to be playing music. And let's get into, surprise me, get into somebody, play somebody, throw somebody on right now. Probably, let's probably get into Big Bang, just because his name starts with the B. It's the second letter of the alphabet. So, let's get into his track. So, you can announce it and the title of the track so I can tweet it.
All right, well, this is B.I. Ben. Name of this track is Moses Malone on All Balls Radio. We'll be right back.
Yeah, got arms in the quad, no frauds on the squad. Been on my fiends punchline, spread the guard. When I stretch the call, it's a long gone, mother lord. Oh shit, I go eight, climb a building like King Kong. Xbox code, connect on the strip. I fix that pot, smell it in the whip. Charge in the blue, Walt Williams on the bench. But I'm so cold, Charlie, a Hall of Famer when I spit. I ain't new to this. But I'm true to this. I'm Matt Morgan. Call me the blueprint. No name D. Nick Monicotti. I'm hard to see. And I ain't sipping on Bacardi. Night vision goggles. Hand with the scope on it. My long pipe. Let your whole rope of dope on it. I'm still long faced up. The gun nail you down. Even Christ got crossed up. Like, who the fuck you do? I was raised in the basement. Trained in the zoo. Hand in hand combat. Barefoot on the street. Feel like I'm at war when my doorbell rings. Got that endo. Got that outdo. Malcolm X firearms by the window. What's the thing, bro? I'm on the Rezo. Like the Green Army man tucking that AK. Whoa. Moses Malone, AJ, go. What you say, bang? I'm like Moses Malone. I'm like the 83 Sixers, Benzes, Spectrum, lights show women, lights camera action. Ask her how I get her. Jamers in the bird, every December to November. Hoops, give me the hoops, take the chains and go. I'm the man, I'm the truth, standing in Beirut in the coast. I ain't the 48 cars, you're not worthy of the cause. Got the raspiest voice that ain't rap, it's just noise. Fuck you, there's a tempo, bitch, but it's the info. Soon as we got beef, none of them niggas wanna ever roll. I'm like Peyton with the bomb. I put that on my pops in this earth word bomb. If you got a song, long arm, y'all gone. I'm the wickedest MC I seen thus far. You ain't built for the pressure. I'm the king of the boys. The guard's here, let me bless you. Got that endo, got that outdo. Malcolm X firearms by the window. What you say, bro? I'm on the Lilo. Like the Green Army man tucking that AK. Bro, bro. What you say, bang? I'm like Moses Malone. Hey, hey, go, go. What you say, bang? I'm like Moses Malone. I'm like Moses Malone. Hey, hey, Moses Malone. I'm like Moses Malone. Go, go, Moses Malone.
Yes, you're definitely live back on All Barbs Radio with me, your host, Nikki Barr. We definitely have Roxy Blue in the building, and we definitely have Brooklyn Black. Shout out to @CarlosRashad and What It Is Radio. And
friends. Also shout out to Prince of that city for calling in with us too as well.
He definitely made it live.
He was talking about if he knew you before you left the club, chances are you can probably sit on his
feet. He's going to eat. Yeah, just don't smother him. He needs to breathe.
Definitely. And definitely I want to shout out to one of the Barbs, Aries Ladies 324, who's tuning in, listening in now. So shout out to her, all Barbs all day. Also shout out to Fitch Google T. She's one of the all Barbs. Shout out to all Barbs Movement. I love you ladies. I do this for you guys especially. Want to get you guys more involved, calling in, talking. I want to be able to start doing, you know, just roll call and shout outs. I want to know what's going on with you. If you have something that you guys want to put out there that you're doing, that you're going to be at or whatever, if you're having a birthday party, I want to know. Let's put it out there. Let's get more people to come support you and everything that you're doing. But that was definitely at the Big Bang, Beyond Bang, I'm sorry. So, Roxy, how do you feel about that track? And I definitely wanna keep moving because I definitely have a caller, but I wanna know what you thought about that song.
It's actually makes me feel like I'm back to the origins of hip hop actually. So I'm really feeling that. You know, I wanna put on my Kango, my Adidas track suit and just go in. I'm definitely feeling it though.
Cool. Black, what you feel about that track?
I was definitely liking it.
That's cool. All right. So definitely want to get to this call. The last 4 digits is 0419. You're live on air with me, Nikki Bars, on All Bars Radio. Black, is that person
calling? No, y'all be scaring people, man. They get on, then they wait. Then once you call them out, they don't want
to
say nothing.
They don't have nothing to say.
All right, well, I think I have another one, 4870.
Nope.
Okay. Well, just keeping it going. Oh, man, so talking about these niggas and these girls.
What about them? What about them, Nikki?
I just want to know, why is it such a problem to... for females to go out and do their own thing, I mean, without being labeled as, like, a fucking hoe or a slut, like, because I just feel like this, if I'm dealing with John at the first of the month of July, and we just don't click, and we don't make it to the end of the month, and I happen to meet Rob, he's PC on my feet in the first of the month of August, and I'm thinking it doesn't work out with him too much for his day. We don't even get to the second week of August, and then I move on. I'm chilling, whatever, and I'm single. But, you know, I still have my options, and I'm grown. I still on dates. I want to know why, like, niggas tend to look at females that, you know, switch it up a little bit and look at them as she being a slut or a hoe. Why is that, Black? Why won't you look at a female and see her moving from a nigga to a nigga and just automatically think she's a hoe?
Okay. One, as for me, like, if she's doing her thing and she's not married and she's taking care of herself and she's having safe sex shit, she can have 5, 10, 15 dudes if that's what she so chooses. If that's her sexual appetite, you know, go for it. Knock yourself out. The reason why she's labeled a whore is because everyone feeds into what society says or what society is supposed to, you know, depict how people should act. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, as long as she's taking care of herself and she's handling her responsibilities, like, shit, her bills is paid and she gets herself checked out and everything's A-okay, shit, she can fuck a different nigga every day if that's what she so chooses, you know. And the reason why the men, they get labeled as playboys, pimps, players for doing all that shit, that's because how society depicts everything. You know, so people...
Blackie, what you think about that?
I feel that females are supposed to carry themselves in a certain type of manner. Just off the simple fact, like, we are not men. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're going to be a hoe, and not even a hoe, if you're going to be promiscuous, basically, just keep it on the low. You know what I'm saying? Like, handle your shit differently than a man will be, like, all out with it and bold with it. Just do your shit on the low.
And when you do come across that right guy or whatever the case may be, then you empty out your skeletons out your closet and let X, Y, and Z be known. But as far as I'm not going to say I don't respect, but as far as, like, you being very, very out in the open with your shit, like, I respect you or whatever if you're comfortable with it. But remember, like, everything you reap, you do sow. So just keep your shit, you know what I'm saying, like, keep it under the radar, keep it classy, keep it cute, and keep it clean.
I definitely agree. Let me get into this call. Last 4 digits is 9378. You're live on air with me, Nikki Bar.
Hey, it's April.
Hey, April. How you doing?
Fine. What's the topic tonight?
Just letting everybody know who's calling in right now, who, you know, who's listening and tuning in. This is Akutor Star 100. She's definitely a superwoman. She owns her own business, Akutor Style 100. She has her own clothing line, accessory line. She does a lot. She's done the shirts for all Barbs and many other teams on Twitter. So shout out to her for calling in tonight. And I know she's always tried to get through, so I'm happy to hear from her tonight.
I'm just so excited I finally got through. Time frame is, the time difference is messing me up. So shout out to all Barbs. I love you guys.
We love you, too. And the topic for tonight is we're just talking about a whole bunch of stuff, girl. We're just getting real crazy, and it's getting real, real juicy on All Vibes Radio. We're talking about how, you know, the niggas that always want to say, you know, hey, let's chill or whatever the case may be, but they really, really, really want to have sex with you. Like, I really don't understand what that's about. You know, I don't know if this happened to you. You know, and they can hit you up like, hey, April, what's going on? What you doing? You're like, nothing. And he's just like, okay, cool. So you might as well come kick it with me. I'm not doing shit either. And you're like, all right. And then you go over there. And the minute you go over there, like, the fucking atmosphere and setup is just like, she wants to have sex. Like, I don't know if that's ever happened to you, but you can just elaborate on the situation.
And well, they ain't going to do nothing but get their feelings hurt.
That's what I'm saying, okay? I mean, you know, men, they do it. We also got
I was just saying good luck with everything, and I can't wait till next week. I'm going to call back.
Cool. Thank you. Love so much. I could Taurus Style 100.
Follow me. Taurus Style 100. Custom accessories. Love you guys.
Let me tell.
Bye.
All right. Next caller, last 4 digits is 4697. You're live on air with me and a few bars.
Peace, what's up?
Hey, what's going on? Who's this?
This is B.I. Bang. What's going on?
Hey, B.I. Bang. Okay, so all those who don't know, I just played his song on my video for Moses Malone. And everybody on my channel, we thought that was awesome. So congratulations to you.
Thank you. Just trying
You're
to
welcome.
Show some support. You know, I support radio and everybody else that supports what I do. You know, so that's why I was calling in to show some love, let you know that I have my ear to what's going on.
Thank you. And we definitely have Ms. Roxy Blue on the line and Brooklyn Black. So I want them to, like, you know, let you know what they thought about their song. Yeah, Rocky.
Hello,
yeah.
I'm listening. I said, let him know how you felt about his song.
Oh, about your song. Oh, that was you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty dope. I just wanted to put on my whole King Gold and my Adidas outfit and pump box and walk down the street with my big gold chain and my boom box. Like, I was definitely feeling it.
Thank you. I appreciate it. You know, I came up with the record, Moses Malone, because, you know, he played for the Philadelphia 76ers. He was like a blue-collar worker. He did all the dirty work. You know, at the end of the day, he probably didn't get all the respect he deserved. He probably got in the NBA Hall of Fame, like, maybe like 4 or 5 years ago. But, you know, I came up with it, and everybody was just feeling it. It's getting national attention. It took me down Atlanta. Been on Power 105 in New York City. You know, I feel good about the record. It's on iTunes as well.
That's what's up. Power Movement, definitely in effect. I'm definitely feeling that. Coming from an artist to another artist, you know, like, it's really dope.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So, Black, what you feeling about that track, Moses Malone?
Well, I was just feeling the whole thing, the studio session that brought me in, his list was definitely on point.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's what it is. So thank you so much for calling in on Barb's Radio and for sending in your music so that I could pay it. Definitely, my channels are buzzing, so I'm definitely going to let my followers know who I'm asking about you, who it is that, you know, that people with this play. And I'm definitely going to talk to you on Twitter, so thank you again.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate the love.
You're welcome.
All right. Please.
All right. So I'm getting into this next caller. Last four digits is 8504. You're live on air with me, Nikki Barbs. Black.
8504, you're live.
Are they still on the switchboard?
Next caller, I guess.
Yeah, we just keep them moving.
Keep it moving.
All right. I definitely want to keep it moving with this music because out of all the artists, I only play one song and I'm definitely running out of time. So, Black, let's play. Yo, it's Louie or the Louie Boys. Let's get into one of their tracks real quick. You can just announce it in the name of the track. All
right. This one is called Parlay by the Louie Boys on All Bars Radio, and we'll be right back.
It's that wolf pack!
Yeah, we
yes, yes. It's your girl, Nikki Barb. You're tuning into All Barb's Radio with me, your host. And we have Roxy Blue, and we definitely have Brooklyn Black. Call us up, 347-857-4302. We're talking about everything I need to stun, men, women, sex, lies, all the dumb shit, the good shit. Talking about that. That was definitely, I always fuck up on people's Twitter names. Like, I really do. But that was, at Yo, It's Louie, SKQ, and Mind of Illusion with Parlay. They're from Atlanta, so shout out to them for sending their music. So what y'all think about that, Roxy? What you think about that track?
It has kind of like a mystical flow kind of thought. That's what I was getting out of that.
All right. Well, Black, what you thought about that?
Me personally, I ain't like it.
Oh, wow.
I honestly thought that the track was it was like, I know one of them not personally like that, but you know, one of them is a good friend of mine, and I know he's talented. I would just like to hear, you know, some more music, you know, that'll just probably enlighten or give me a better, you know,
point of view from there.
But definitely, before we even start talking about anything else, I definitely do want to get one more song out the way, being that we are pressed for time, and I want to make sure I play everybody's music. So, before we start talking for like the next 15 minutes, Black, would you mind throwing on some Greed 601?
All right, let's put it. Yeah, this is called I Got Something.
What is it called?
I Got Something.
Who got something?
Yeah, that's what it's called. I Got Something.
I Got Something. Okay, no problem. I just wanted to make sure I heard you correctly.
Yeah, so let's get into it.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Got Something. Miss Nikki Barb stepped away for a second.
That beat, it was kind of subtle, so actually I dug that one a little bit more. What about you, Ms. Roxy?
I really couldn't, I don't know if the record wasn't actually mixed down correctly or mixed down at all, but I got a little E-40 feel from it, from what I did understand or what I did hear. Because it sounded like it was a tape and a tape player, and it was just all the way warped. So, I mean, it has good potential once it, you know, gets mixed down and the vocals get turned up a little bit and the music actually, you know, sounds a little more clear than when I got on my half, my end, I mean. But other than that, yeah, I got a little E-40 feel from it, though.
Definitely. Let's get into this caller here. Last 4 digits, 1482. What's going on? You're live on All Bars Radio. Let people know who you are and where you're calling from.
Oh, what's that? I'm Sam Spartan from Miami Dade County.
Hey, Dade County in the motherfucking building.
What's that? I'm with you.
I just said, you know, like, I am from Miami, so this is Roxy Boo, but I am from Miami, so anytime I hear a Miami caller, you know, I have to represent all the way.
Oh, for sure, for sure. What's that? I'm with you.
Ain't nothing chilling, folks. What's good?
Chilling.
So the topic of today is basically, well, we've been touching a lot of topics, but the most one that seems to collect everyone's interest is about the whole one-night stand situation as far as, like, the oral aspect of it. How do you feel about that whole thing?
Nah, that's crazy, man, like, because especially with that aspect, there are people not realizing you can still catch stuff like that. You feel me?
You're right about that.
Because it's oral don't mean it's cool, you know what I'm saying? And I mean, it's just, especially with these girls out here, man, that's just dangerous, man. You know, still don't want to vibe like that, though. I don't think that job cool at all, especially, like, you know, living in the city. No, sir.
And what part of Dade you from?
Liberty City.
Oh, you from the city for real. That's what's up. So, you know, just shout out your Twitter name and a little, you know, if you have any shout outs or whatever the case may be, let us know.
I mean, at Sam Spartan, S-A-N-D Spartan, you feel me? I mean, no real shout outs though, just saying that to everybody. You know, I listen all the time, you know, appreciate what y'all do. You know, I'm a loyal supporter.
And you know Miami going for that win tonight.
Oh, yeah, we going to get that, man. You know,
oh, yeah, we getting that, bro. We getting that.
I'm out there, man. You know, I'm out there at the parade. I'm there.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Well, thank you for tuning in, and make sure you stay tune in with us every Tuesday and Thursday night.
Yeah. Y'all take care, man.
All right.
Yeah.
Look, I'm getting tired of all y'all Miami fans calling
in. I mean, Black, stop hating.
Look, I'm getting tired of y'all with that foolishness.
Black, relax yourself. You know, Miami, we're one of the greatest, you know what I'm saying? We're going for that second ring.
Look, I'm not rocking with Miami right now because they took my team out.
Because they did what?
They took my team out, you know, my Knicks.
I mean, the Knicks were ready to lose, so
it is what it is. Look, see, there you go again with the foolishness.
Whatever, Black. So, I mean, I think our next,
574-302 is the number. Man, Brooklyn Black, holding down All Bars Radio. And, of course, I have, it's Roxy Blue in the building. And this one was a great, great time whenever Roxy Blue and myself be together.
Nothing but comedy.
You know, it's like I said, it's just always a good time. So.
Yeah. So, Black, how do you feel about this whole oral sex first date, one night stand situation?
It's like this. If it's a chick, like, I just met the club and it's going right and anything like that, and then you like to the crib, like, yo, I just met you. I'm not giving you that wifey, you know, that wifey type of privilege. Like, I'm not doing it. That's not going to go down like that. Now, if you want to go and if he had on your own free will and accord, that's fine and dandy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just don't expect me to go down there to return the favor or go down there to set it up because, let's be real, there are a lot of chicks out there that be on that, oh, I'm not going to fucking take a pee and eat me out or whatever, whatever the case is.
So how do you feel about the whole kissing situation?
Nah, especially not with a chick that's at the club. Nah, like, you can get a kiss on the cheek. I'll kiss you on the forehead. Hell, I'd even kiss your titty before I kiss you on the lips. This true. Nah, this real shit.
Did you just say I'll kiss the titty before I kiss?
You know, that's real life shit. Because,
oh my God.
You know, she could have had like 3-4 dicks in her mouth in the club bathroom.
How do you know she wasn't getting titty fucked though?
I'm saying. And then you want to go and you want to kiss her like you might as well just go lick the top of a garbage can or something.
Oh wow. Oh wow.
You know, and that's just how and even ladies, yo, y'all can't suck every dick that you come in contact with. Like,
okay,
you know,
I have another question. Do you have kids?
Nope.
Okay, so then you probably won't know how to feel about this whole situation. I'm definitely gonna ask you. As far as like the baby father, baby mother situation, right? If the baby father has a baby mother and a chick on the side or a girlfriend and, you know, like him and the baby mother still cool and they're not together but they still do, you know what I'm saying, do whatever it is. Like, how do you feel about that type of situation?
Well, anything like that, like if you still gonna go and fuck with your baby moms or whatever, yo, y'all straight up just might as well get back together because truth be told, if you do see baby moms with some next chick, he gonna feel some type of way. And then you got the crazy baby mama, you may see the dude with another chick at the restaurant or something like that, that she wanna act a fool. So if y'all still
mm-hmm.
gonna not be together and fuck, like y'all might as well get back together. It's either y'all gonna go all the way or no way at all.
I totally agree with that. Because it's a lot of insight that I'm getting on this whole baby mother, baby father situation. Like, people always say, well, you know what you were getting yourself into. Do you agree with that?
You know what? The thing about it is, it's sex makes people do the craziest shit. You know what I'm saying? Sex makes people do the craziest things, you know, or they'll do it to take up, quote unquote, love or whatever. And they do, you know, they do the real crazy, off the wall shit that you hear. They cutting up cars and slashing tires and, you know, calling up the next chick, talk about, yeah, he was over here last night, knowing damn well he was nowhere near her just to start shit so he could lose that. And
wow.
Come on, wow. Roger, you know this ain't no new shit. You know shit like this goes down on the regular.
But this is what I'm saying because, you know what I'm saying, it's a lot of situations that I've been introduced to, spoken to about, involved in, seen from the sidelines, you know what I'm saying? And it's always something new, you know what I'm saying? It's always something new to me. But it's crazy because every aspect I look at it from, you know what I'm saying, is one person will say one thing and then I see another thing and then another person will say something else. So it's just, you know what I'm saying, I guess you got to pick and choose what you want to believe, I guess.
Okay, well, let me ask you, like, you know, you got an ex, and say there are no children involved. You know, got an ex, the sex was great, and, you know, you done fell in love, but it just didn't work out. And y'all ended up breaking up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, y'all kicking, y'all can both you'll see each other, you know, on the street, hey, how you doing, whatever, whatever. Now you see him with another chick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's real lovey-dovey.
Mm-hmm.
One thing with me,
I've never seen one of my exes out in the street. And once I'm done with somebody, like, there's no being friends, there's no us keeping contact, there's nothing. Like, I'm totally shutting down. Like, our world never existed, we never exist, we become complete strangers. So I don't really know how to answer that question because it's never happened to me. But if it was to happen, like, 9 times out of 10, I would be on point. So it really wouldn't faze me. It really wouldn't faze me at all. Like, it, like, that's my leftovers. Like, it's okay, whatever, cool, move it. Like, suck deuces. Keep it pushing.
Wow, like you just cold-hearted, Roxy. Like, damn.
I'm not. Actually, I'm not really cold-hearted. I'm just, when I get set up enough, it's just the end. Like, because I feel like I'm a real cool-down earth individual. So as far as us not being together, it had to be something, like, on something that's out of this world, like, I feel like couldn't be addressed and come to, like, some type of compromise or be fixed.
All right, well, it's still, like I said, it still seems crazy to me because I've seen it where we could be, you know, they broken up and me out chilling, you know, and we can be going to the bar and then she'll walk up and start a fight, oh, you out with black and you're going to meet me out fuck all these bitches and X, Y, Z or whatever, whatever. So, I've seen the shit from all spectrums, and then I seen a homeboy. He would flip out because he seen his ex.
Some dudes can't let go. They don't want to see that female with anybody else, but then they want to do their own thing. Like it's like a whole double standard situation. And I do have a song actually coming out called No Strings that really addresses that whole double standard situation. So be on the lookout for that.
That's definitely on the lookout for that.
Like, you can't be mad at me because I'm playing by your rules. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not with it.
But I'm saying, but really, with the whole no strings thing, because somewhere down the line, because it's real rare you come across with somebody, yo, no strings, no rings, you do the deed, it's over. You don't come across that because somewhere down the line, and it always happens with sex, that new STD, feelings always come into play.
Feelings will always come into play. But it's like, if you don't address the whole situation first, and then, you know what I'm saying, if feelings do come, like feelings start to come about or whatever, and then you address that as well, then you can't assume somebody to feel a certain type of way, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, as long as y'all are on the same page and both of y'all have the understanding, then you should be able to work it out. And then if one is not comfortable with the new whatever it is, then drop it, you know, cut all ties, let loss be lost, then just keep it pushing.
I'm 100% with you on that one. Miss Nikki Boss is back in the building, just waiting for her thing to load up, and then I'll have her back so she can start cursing and ranting and raping and, you know, the shit she does best. And also, everyone who don't know, All Boss Radio will be back on Tuesday. Tomorrow, there won't be a pregame radio, just
Is Nikki Bars back on?
She will be in a second. Okay.
Nikki, are you there?
It is hot as something up in here.
Yeah, it was really hot today. Really extremely hot.
I don't understand Kevin Durant. Oh my gosh, you're my man.
I can't wait to Miami win this.
Just bear with us, folks. I know she's in the building all night because for some reason she can't go live. Mm-hmm.
I just want everybody that's tuning in right now to make sure you all follow me on Twitter, Roxy Blue, R-O-C-S-I-B-L-U-E. Follow me on Instagram. Let me know who you are. If you do follow me on Instagram, try to let me know who you are because I do have stalkers and I do not approve everyone to follow my page.
Wow.
So, I have baby mama stalker, so I got to, you know, go. You have a screening process to go through, so make sure you, you know, get my attention somehow because I just don't approve everyone.
Wow.
But, yeah.
Baby mama stalkers or, like, you have God's baby mama hitting you up trying to follow you?
Nah, I have baby mother stalkers. She do as I do and stalk my life. So, I got to make sure I pre-screen everyone before they get accepted.
Wow, that sounds like a copycat right there.
It pretty much.
So how do you handle that? You don't take that as a form of flattery, or do you just...
I'm humbled by her admiration, you know what I'm saying, to do as I do, but at the same time, like, I'm not with the whole drama situation, and so I have to, you know, just live it day by day, I guess you could say. But I just got to tread lightly.
I consider myself fortunate enough to have that type of stuff. You know, because me personally, I don't think I'll be able to really process that type of stress level. You know,
it's something new. It's something crazy.
You know, it's one thing to have your fans and your supporters and everything like that, but then it's another thing where someone's just, I guess, to be actually just stalking you.
Yes, yeah, it's something. It's a different lifestyle over here.
And you just keep going, so I definitely give you props for that. Because like I said, me, I probably would have blacked on that person by now.
Yeah, it's something different. It's something totally different. Is Nikki Barnes back online?
She is, but it's actually the switchboard that's actually giving problems now. So what was the most insane thing like that a male supporter had that came to you, like one of your groupies? Like, has anyone tried to like throw they draws on stage with their phone number attached to it?
I think the craziest thing that ever happened to me, I don't know if you ever seen me perform in, like, my blue. You know, I always perform with shades on. I had a pair, like, when I first started, I had a pair of pink Armani shades. I don't know if you've ever seen those shades before. But, somebody actually took my shades. Like, it was right after a performance, and somebody actually took my shades. So I just found out that was really crazy. And it was a dude, actually. It was a dude. He was there to support me, but he actually stole my shades.
And they didn't even, like, return it or nothing?
No, they didn't return them. They kept them. I guess had a whole Roxy Blue fans page wall or whatever is in it, sanctuary in their household or whatever the case is. But
wow,
I've never seen... I've never seen my shades after that performance, and I miss my shades. I really do.
So if you're listening and you got Roxy shades, man, return them, man. Grown ass man, you shouldn't have no damn pink Armani shit. Get with. You shouldn't have no pink Armani shades to begin with. Like, come on, it's 2012. Let's stop with the crazy stuff, man. That's why some venues, they won't entertain a hip-hop show because of crazy shit like that. So let's just chill out.
Exactly.
Just chill out, have some fun. Big shout out to everyone who's calling us. Calling us 347-857-4302.
Oh, my God.
Patty. We got about
10 minutes.
Yeah, about 10 minutes left in show time. Try to get Paul back on here. So big shout out to the server side Blog Talk for always finding a way to fuck us over while we in the full swing of things. You know, I got to send a real nasty letter after the show. Let them know that we ain't digging how they treating us.
I mean, well, we can go to a track or something. That'll be dope.
I can't even do anything right now. Like, the whole site just gave me a big middle finger. It was like, wait, nigga.
Oh, damn. So, I mean, it's a call online, call in queue. Like, you know, hit us up. Tell us what you think. What it is that you like to speak about. If you want to comment on a whole little one-night stand situation and how you feel about it.
And once again, just I want to go on record saying you cannot be putting your mouth on anything you come in contact with. You just cannot do it. Like, you know, if you can't please her or you can't please him with just the sex game in general, something's wrong with you.
Either words.
But I know there's, like I said, I know there's some people who, that's how they get down. And like I said, that shit is nasty, man. Just chill out. You save that shit for your girlfriend, Beyonce, wifey, boyfriend, whatever you want to call it. You know, that's who should get that shit, not the Joe Schmo.
I think we have Nikki Bars back online.
Yeah, I'm definitely here. I'm sorry. I don't know what the fuck happened to on my end, but that's just something that grinds my gears. So y'all got to keep talking and give me, like, 2 minutes to recompose myself because I was over here about to fucking throw shade. I swear to God. So keep talking. Give me 2 minutes.
How she requests her own commercial break though?
Because you don't understand with me and my functions, like I don't that shit pisses me the fuck off. It really does. And to, you know, just see hey, y'all both chit-chatting and I can't say shit, that's really something that grinds my gears. But definitely, though, thank you, Roxy, for helping me out with my fixing up my mic. Like, you're such a fucking man. Thank you. Thank you.
Wow.
It's a little technical difficulties, but, you know, we running it. We're back on it. So, Nikki, do you have anything to say about the whole baby mother, baby father relationship with a girlfriend or boyfriend on the side? How do you feel about this?
Yeah, I definitely do because shout out to my baby father. You know, I have one. And I would just say in that situation, if you're dealing with a nigga and he has a baby mother, just know, bitch, that he may be into you, but when it comes down to his baby mother, his kid, he's always going to tend to act out occasionally just because that is the mother of his child, whether or not he fucks with her or not. A lot of times when that happens, you know, you should never use a child, you know, in the midst of you trying to get your baby father to leave his girlfriend. I honestly do not support baby mothers who are not with their baby fathers and they know that he's in a relationship and they start the fucking bullshit. Bitch, go about your life. Take care of your kid. Leave that nigga alone. Obviously, he does not want you. And if he does, I mean, right now, technically, he's with me. So let me have my time. Like, as long as, you know, you're dating somebody and they have a baby mother, baby father, and you play your position, that's all that counts. I mean, Black, what you have to say about that?
Like I said, that's, I'm in total agreement. And it's just, like me and Ross were saying, it's just part of the other party. Yo, they just got to let it go. Like, what happened, it happened. It was cool while it lasted. You know, y'all had your fun. Y'all had the moments. I mean, y'all smiled and all that good shit. But it's over.
But
it's
shit happened. Yeah, shit happens.
Shit do happen, but let me tell you the shit that you can avoid, though. The shit that you can avoid is let that man be. Like, let that bitch be. Like, what's the point of you trying to interfere with what they have going on now? Like,
just I don't respect a female that, like, no, like, she really, like, she may love her baby father and wanted to work so bad, but newsflash, basic ass bitch. Can't no basic no man or no relationship. Like, it's just not happening. You can pop out fucking 20 little motherfuckers that look like the both of you guys. Very beautiful. If he wants to fuck with other bitches, that's just what he's going to do. Your pussy and the kids have nothing to do with that. Like, this is what females fail to realize. Like, I just don't like the whole drama. Like, they wanna call the nigga when they know, like, he's probably out with me or something like that. And, you know, you know, kid, oh, the baby fell out, bust this out, we're in the emergency room, we need you to come. Like, I mean, certain things, like, if it's not that serious, you know, you don't need the nigga to be around, like, then just, like, leave it alone. Like, I just, honestly, me coming off the experiences with my friends and them dating niggas that have baby mama drama, they could tell you, like, I'm big on, you know, you're my friend, you're my bitch, so of course, you know, you come first. But, like, they know that I'm going to give it to them raw. Like, I'm going to let them know what they're doing wrong, and I'm going to let them know what they're allowing the nigga to do wrong. And I'm going to let them know what they're allowing the other bitch, the baby mama, to do wrong as well. Like, I just don't respect certain shit when it comes down to baby mamas and baby father and them venturing out and doing them. Like, let that nigga fucking be. Like, I thought his dick was little anyway, so what you still trying to hold on to that for? Let that other bitch not feel nothing, and you go on and you live your life. Like, a nigga will respect you more when you play your position. If you're the baby mother, take care of the fucking kid. Let him come around and see you doing what you have to do, and you don't need him. Then he's going to start realizing, like, damn, like, all right. It might affect him. He may not come out and tell you that he feels sad, but it really might affect him. He might step his shit up and help you take care of the kid. But don't look for no baby to fucking think that you're going to spend the rest of your life with a nigga. No. It's not happening.
What she said.
It's really
in
not.
In that order.
Let me take this caller. Last 4 digits is 4117, I believe. Am I right, Black?
Yeah.
You're live on air.
What's good?
Hey, what's going on?
This is Griffin of Evolution. I'm on Twitter at Griffin15.
Oh, that's what's up. How you doing? What's going on with you tonight?
Wait. What's your Twitter?
Nick. My Twitter is at Griffin15.
Griffin15. Okay.
Oh, this is my, but wait. Hi, Griffin. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I can't complain at all.
This is somebody that, if you guys don't know, he's an artist himself, and he's one of my Twitter tweethearts. He shows me mad fucking love, like, every day, all day. He makes it his business to say hello to me. How am I doing? Or just shout me out. He has, like, how many followers do you have, Griffin?
Say it again?
How many followers do you have again?
I got over like 42,000 followers, and that's grinding. That's
yeah.
I'm like fucking Rambo on that shit. Like, niggas ain't showing me no love. Like my man on the radio, it's like, it's real talk. It's like, all these niggas want to be part of something, and these niggas fake. The niggas want to put in the work, and they want to reap your benefits. You know what I'm saying? I've been doing this for like, since I was a pup, since like, I say like 23. I've been in mad associations, and That's always been the story. So now I'm just on my own, just on my grind. It's me and my bloodline, you know what I'm saying? Sergeant Wolf. You follow him on Twitter as well. And my brother Mark Taylor, he do beats as well and shit. So it's just an everyday fucking grind for us, man. It's like, that's what we are, just Northside from Jamaica Queen straight out. You know? That's what we do all day.
That's what it is. Definitely we'll make sure, you know, everybody follows you. I definitely do appreciate you as well because, you know, you're somebody that takes the time out of your day every day to make sure that I'm okay and just to see how I'm doing. And you promote me heavy to over your 42,000 followers. So a lot of them, like, you just, like, you sent out a tweet telling everybody to go follow me and Angel. And just off alone, when you tweeted that, on my timeline, it came up with, like, 28 retweets. So that's just always a good look. Thank you again. And shout out to you. And I didn't forget about you. I was going to shout you out. So you're definitely on the line with us now. So shout out to Griffin15. Everybody go follow him who's tuning in and listening. He's really dope, and he'll help you gain followers as well. Just, you know, make sure you mention him and then you mention me so that he knows that you're following him off the strength of me, and he'll follow you back and give you a shout out. But thank you, Griffin.
No problem. Just one more thing before I get off here, you know. If anybody needs beats, they can go to any, just jump on my Twitter. All my links is there, the Reverb Nation, the SoundCloud, all that. I'm right there all day. So I need it.
How about you send me one of your best beats, and it'll definitely be featured on the All Barbs Radio, the All Barbs mixtape that's coming up.
That's what's up. I send you to the ASAP, there's no problem. All love.
All right, so Nikki, you made sure. How about just my email address is roxyblue@gmail.com, and you send me what you thought is your best, and I'm going to definitely talk to Nikki about that, and we're going to definitely get that feature and that's heavy promotion that's going to be in rotation.
Yeah, just DM to the direct message that's going to go for me.
All right. Definitely, make sure you do that to her so that that way, yes, I could definitely think about it and see what we're going to do with that on the All Barbs mixtape. Definitely want to shout out Sam Spartan, who I believe he's tuning in, and he just sent out a tweet with all of us. You must follow Griffin15 and the How's Your Head Game and Angel Love Tweet. So shout out to Sam Spartan. He's another one of my followers, as well as shout out to Angel Love Tweet. She's tuning in as well because she's saying, I'm so loving our How's Your Head Game responses to Baby Mama Drama. Yes, everybody's saying I'm snapping, that's funny, but I'm just telling it like it is. And shout out to Angel Love Tweets, the co-host of All Bob's Radio, All Bob's owner. She'll be back with us on Tuesday. And again, shout out to you, Griffin15. So thank you so much for calling in.
Anytime you want to holler, you know, we're not together.
I definitely do, boo. Thank you so much. All right, Black, so I'm guessing that your switchboard never came back to fucking life yet, huh?
Nah, I got it.
Nah, but I definitely wanna. There was one more. There's two more people's music that you didn't play, and one person I'm not gonna really stress only because you know who he is to me, and sorry.
No, he don't.
It's okay, but if y'all didn't know, y'all soon will find out who I am currently loving nowadays. But. He's definitely somebody that y'all heard before, that y'all probably seen on TV, that y'all will be seeing on TV, that y'all know who he is if I say the name, but I will not say the name right now due to, you know, paparazzi trying to get me and shit. But I thought it was one more person, HD, T-Rex. I mean, if you could slide that in real quick, can you just play that? And if you could go into my bullshit, if not, like, whatever.
All right, I'm working on it, but let's try to get. I got another caller. Last four digits is 8095.
That number sounds familiar, but okay,
it does. It really does.
8095. You're live on the air.
Is that you're live on air, 8095, because I know who this is. Can you please talk?
I'm July. Because you don't let the children know that I'm here.
Is that person on air with us?
Yeah.
Are you there, caller?
8095. Hello?
Hello?
No, I'm not on air right now. That's impossible.
Yes, you are. You are on air.
The fuck? Oh, hello?
Yes. Hello.
Oh, how did I get on air? Oh, what's up?
Because you called me. Wait a minute. Because I know this caller did not just call All Bars Radio. And when we said the last 4 digits of your number, you did not just say, fuck, I'm not on air. Yes, you are. How are you? And I know who this is, Mr. Vinny. How are you? Thank you for calling All Bars Radio.
I'm chilling, you know. I'm listening to y'all.
Hey, Vinny.
Oh, hey, Roxy, what's up? How you doing?
We gotta go for a minute game bang break after this.
Yeah, definitely. After I finished blowing down this hour, I was unexpected. I was sitting there smoking this shit, and then I hear my number. I'm like, what the fuck? But
We know, because if we tell Vinny to go left, Vinny goes right. But I definitely, shout out to Vinny. I don't know your Twitter name, but he's definitely on Twitter somewhere in Twitter land. But this is like the love of my life. Like, Vinny is. Stop it. Shut the fuck up, Black. He's being rude. He's being rude because we don't have that much time left. He's being so fucking rude. Well, wait. Shout out to Vinny because Vinny's like my other half. Vinny is like everything to me. Vinny, you know I love you so much, and I'm saying that live on air. I love you, and you are everything to me, and you are the world's greatest. I couldn't ask for anybody to replace in my life, but you are a fucking crazy madman, and... All right, so say goodbye now so I can continue my show. Thank you. McGang Bang Boo.
Love you too, and it's nice being on air for once.
All right, yeah, thank you. Later. Okay, Black, can we get into, because No. Who are you going to play? Like, you're going to play my secret lover? I mean, not my secret lover, but my actual, like... Let me stop talking before I give myself away tonight. But just play something, please. Like, I really want to hear something really quickly because I'm looking at the time.
High-def T-Rex.
Angel said you better play Ramp. That's all out.
All right, we're going to get into it.
Okay.
Switching lanes like turbo. Bad bitch beside me, give me brain. Call that echo and I'm gone. I'm gone. I'm stuck up in my zone, I'm getting dumb. The mama suck me up. Blowing on that purple. Switching lanes like turbo. Bad bitch beside me, give me brain. Call that echo and I'm gone. I'm gone. I'm stuck up in my zone, I'm getting dumb. The mama suck me up. Rex here, I'm a G, I'm a pimp. I got 16 by the load in the clip. I keep the 4-5 not far from my hip. And I got enough rounds to make a park car flip. These niggas don't want this beat. My squad A1 HD. Them troops salute the seas. My goons piling by threes. This truth, man, I ain't gon' lie. I know some real fly niggas, FYI. If you talking about money, man, I slap that back. Cause I gotta get my slice out that pie. I'm speeding, about to break the pedal. I like bass, man, fuck the treble. My man screwed in, I think I got a sweet tooth. You can call that shit twisted metal. Everybody wanna take a picture, snapping with they Polaroids. No, I ain't got no dreads, but I still shake my head, boy. Undefeated like Floyd, and we bring that noise. I turn your girl on like a Game Boy. Coming live from the shot, nigga, west side, back side. Got my own pride on Playboy. AD, they let the dogs up off the chain again. I got the cannon in my hand like I'm Iron Man. And we racking up, stacking highest pillars. And all my brothers about that life. We certified the winners. Blowing on that purple, switching lanes like turbo. Bad bitch inside me, give me brain. Call that echo and I'm gone. I'm gone. I'm stuck up in my zone, I'm getting dumb. Lil mama suck me up. Blowing on that purple, switching lanes like turbo. Bad bitch inside me, give me brain. Call that echo and I'm gone. I'm gone. I'm stuck up.
Dennis, cause I'm all up in the mouth. Being at the block, cause my music got a pound. Yeah, they turn head when HD come around. Blowing on purse of a reef like a pound. On a money mission, so I gotta go and get it run up on a nigga with an all black fitted. Making that to make it rain on all these bitches. Like it's like a team, these girls be kicking. I could bet a ton, so I gotta keep it flipping. I'm a cold MC, so I gotta keep it ripping. Me and HD is like Mike and Scotty Pippen. Shot time, niggas, and we all about a business. I'm a hero, I'm a villain, either way, I'm gonna kill it. I'm a certified gorilla, and I'm down for all my niggas. Shed so many tears, but it's all about whatever. Fuck to my enemies and everybody with them. Fuck King Kong and the truck Godzilla. Wayne Hill Road. A real ass nigga, no gangbang fam, I'll roll with it. Shottown resting, six floor dweller. Climbing up a ladder, trying to get out the cellar. Yeah, I'm going hard, but it gets more better. Keep coming back like I got a vendetta. Walking through the rain, I won't get wetter. Yeah, I'm the E, I'm the beast, on the beat. I never been tan, I'm a beast on the G. She can't hold me back with no motherfucking leash. I hit a nigga up from his head to his feet with a smile on my face. You could call me sweet. When I hit the spot, all eyes on me. Yeah, it gets crunk when I hit the scene. Pop a few bottles and an ounce of lean.
Blowing on that purple, switching lanes like turbo. Bad bitch. Give me brain, call that echo and I'm gone. I'm gone. I'm stuck up in my zone, I'm getting dumb. The mama suck me up. Blowing on that purple, switching lanes like.
turbo. Bad bitch, I got me, give me brain. Call that info and I'm gone. I'm gone. I'm stuck up in my zone, I'm getting dumb. Dumb. No mama stuff me young. The motherfucker monster. Flow killing niggas like a leader of the concert. Girl see him hot like a jalapeno pepper. Sun plenty good, why would you call better? All about the money, just a stack in that chester. Going to the top, climbing that ladder. If it was a game, I'd be the number one player. Always did my own thing, never been a hater. Bitches be catching babies, the niggas they couldn't save them. The haters, they just debated the argument, cause I'm the greatest. After this, everybody know my name is. Will it be one day, I'ma be famous. I don't care about you or what your name is. Your whole F you, cause y'all niggas the lamest. She got tired of fucking sucker the same dick. I get tired of fucking all the same dicks. Everybody looking at my brown skin, poking me. All these niggas hate. When they see the girl scolding me, they hold my shit with two fingers. Damn, girl, you smoking me? Shove it down her throat, she be damn, why you choking me? I get off, all the hoes go be stalking me. I stay up by the board, nigga, ain't nobody talking me. I got a loud mouth, so when ain't no owl talking me, yeah, I'm a dog, bitch, there ain't nobody walking me. I am crazy, I let everybody know it. I am nuts, also wild, but I'm bad enough to show it. I've done this my whole life, so ain't nothing new to me. If they ready for anything, no matter what the hell it be. Trying to the top, taking all opportunities, and whatever I do, I'ma do it fantastically. It's Mr. Fantastic, y'all know me as Willie. Be the cover up your ears, actually, girl, really hear me. Blowing on that purple, switching lanes like turbo.
Whoa.
Bad bitch, but inside me, give me brain, call that air cool and I'm gone, I'm gone. I'm stuck up in my zone, I'm getting dumb, dumb. The mama suck me young, blowing on that purple, switching lanes like turbo. Bad bitch, inside me, give me brain, call that air cool and I'm gone, I'm gone. I'm stuck up in my zone, I'm getting dumb, dumb. The mama suck me young, blowing on that purple, switching lanes like turbo. Me, give me brain, call that air cool and I'm gone, I'm gone. I'm stuck up in my zone, I'm getting dumb, dumb. Lil' mama suck me young, blowing on that purple, switching lanes like turbo. Bad bitch beside me, give me brain, call that air cool and I'm gone, I'm gone. I'm stuck up in my zone, I'm getting dumb, dumb. Lil' mama suck me young.
I'm trying to eat, you trying to sleep. If you a dog, then I'm a beast. And the beat goes
boom, 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 boom.
I know you hate
yeah.
It
boom, 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 boom.
Here go my motivation, bruh.
Refuse to lose. I'm in these streets, son. I'm making major moves. I will never lose. I'm on my grind, dog. I got this gun up in my waist. That's on my mind, dog. I'm from Flatbush. Just how the gap push. Don't make me come to the Evan. Have y'all niggas shook. Now say, why go again? I'm here to get it in. And everybody in my circle, yo, we plot to win. Get up out that bin. Take them Gucci lens. And this bullet in your chest gonna snatch it when you here to meet your maker. Dog, I'm about this paper. I'm on my money move. No time for these haters.
You trying to sleep? If you a dog, then I'm a beast. And the beat goes. I know you hate it. Here go my motivation, bruh.
Couple of things that make your face hot. I ain't playing, y'all. I'm on the block, y'all. I got that street work. They call me Rockstar. I got them Ziplocs. I got them big jaws. I got a stash house. Mommy, big draw. I don't talk to cops. I don't talk to feds. I got a few clients. I got a few heads. I got open cases. I had to cut the dread. I was stressed. I'm on my third leg. I gotta really hustle. I gotta show my muscle. And if you stop my flow, dog, I'ma really touch you.
You trying to sleep? If you a dog, then I'm a beast. And the beat goes. I know you hate it. Here go my motivation, bro.
hey, what?
That
you need to get, you need to get familiar with those words and know that, because that's something that you'll hear in my motherfucking drop top Camaro bitch playing, like, because I'm motivated. The nigga motivates me. That's all I'm saying. So shout out to the real Rampage, such a motivator. And shout out to him and having T-Pain on that track. And this is a song that nobody else has. You will only hear it played on All Bobbers Radio because he said this to me personally. And this is something that wasn't going to go on his album that soon will drop. But because it's leaked to me, he cannot put it on. So I'm definitely excited about that. And there's a couple more tracks that he leaked to me as well that I'll be playing almost every single show. So definitely shout out the Real Rampage. You can definitely go support him and download Brooklyn Nights on iTunes. Definitely look out for his reality TV show, Ramp's World. He'll be talking about his life and everything that goes on with him. Just another reality TV show you see of all these other stars. It's definitely going to be one of him. Definitely look out for his cartoon that'll be featured on Adult Swim. It's like one of those Boondocks cartoons, but it's actually with himself and other celebrities, South P, Rod Digga, Busta Rhymes, they're all in character form, so it's definitely cool. I've seen it a couple of episodes. He's just doing a damn thing right now over, making his way around from state to state, city to city. He'll be hosting the BET Awards party June 28th out in L.A. I forget the name of the venue, but definitely make sure if you live out in Cali, West Coast, hit that party up. Let me know if you're trying to go so that way I can get you to be on his VIP list. Black, let's wrap this shit the fuck up.
Well, let's do it. You know, like I said, you guys, tomorrow night I'll be at Space Palace, 846 Myrtle Avenue in Brooklyn. So if you guys want to come through. It's a great night. They're going to have the special space cookies and the bar's going to be popping. So yeah, you know what it is. Every time I'm over at the Space Palace, it's always an event. But Saturday I will be back with Free Game Radio. We got Spoken Word Night going down next week. And I'm going to have a special Michael Jackson show on Monday. So definitely keep it locked.
Definitely. Just everybody that's tuning in, please let me know because I'm getting ready to finish up and start putting together this mixtape, All Barb's mixtape. You see what we do. We play all the unsigned independent artist music on the show here. Definitely let me know. Serious inquiries only, please, for this mixtape. I will be pushing on iTunes, thatpip.com, live mixtape, once the mixtape is put together. It'll be produced by DJ Mike Major. He's really famous and really known. His mixtapes are official. He definitely has his own shows. Mondays, Tuesdays, during 10 to 2, 12 to whatever, he gets it in, he'll be producing it, putting it together, so I'm waiting for all you guys to finish sending in your submissions, so that way I can get in the studio, and I can create an intro, an outro, and a couple of drops, and start working on this cover. I want to feature one of my sexy female followers, too. Like, start sending me some pictures so that way I can pick the best one and then I'll promote you. You'll be on the cover of the All Barbs Volume 1 mixtape, and so that way you can get promotion as well. The whole world will be able to see you on the cover. I'll promote it daily. Don't worry, it'll get downloads, trust me, on that one. And I just want to put it together because I definitely do appreciate the music that you sent me. A lot of it is good shit. My mic got cut off, there was one of the music that we played today, but I believe his name is Greed 601. I hated that shit. That shit was so fucking trash. Please, when you want to send me something, please send me something official. That shit was such a fucking blow to me. That's what you call professional? That's what you would send somebody to play on the radio? You got shit twisted. Get your shit together. And if you think that I'm being harsh on you, I'm really not. I'm just trying to actually motivate you to send me some other shit that you possibly have that's probably decent material for real. And, because I didn't get to say my comment on that, but I thought that shit was so fucking whack. I don't even remember the name of the song. I don't want to remember the name of the song. I don't even want to hear that shit no more. But, Shout out to everybody who sent their music in. The B.I. Bang, It's Your Boy Louie, SKQ, HZTRREC, whatever. Everybody, thank you. Just want to let everybody know you're beautiful in your own way. Don't give a fuck about what nobody else has to say about you or what you're doing. Get it how you live or shut the fuck up. being bold, is being beautiful, and just live your dreams. I'm living it day by day. Don't worry, good things come to those who wait. And make sure you follow all the All Barbs, and you follow I Rock the Blue and I Brooklyn _ Black. And
nice,
I don't know if the face out there is blue. You have something to say, Ms. Blue?
I just want you all to know that it's Roxy Blue, bitch. Make sure y'all follow me on Twitter and Instagram. If you follow me on Instagram, just let me know where you're following me from, or some way send a smoke signal saying who you are, because I don't accept everyone. I told you they got stalkers, so just either hit me up on Twitter first and say you should follow me on Instagram, and I'll make sure I follow back. So y'all do that. Make sure y'all go on YouTube and get my views up and look at some of my music and tell me how you feel about that.
Definitely make sure you let her know what you feel about that. And definitely look out for Roxy Blue. I am her manager, so definitely this summer she'll be grinding. She'll be definitely grinding, because she'll definitely have some music for y'all basic bitches and basic ass niggas for the whole winter to fucking kind of, you know, read up on, listen up on, and get your shit together for about next year, summertime. Everybody will kind of be on the same page. So shout out to you, Roxy Blue, and I definitely love you. And thanks for guest co-hosting with me. And just thank you for tuning in to All Barbs Radio, everybody. This is your girl, Nikki Barbs. I will see you back again next Tuesday. We have some great interviews for you lined up. And I'll also see you again next Thursday, same time, same number, 347-857-4302. Call us up, let us know what the fuck it is, who you are, where you're calling from, and just talk to me. Don't be afraid to tweet, to talk to me, or nothing like that. And make sure you follow everybody I'm telling you to follow, because these are people that are about shit, and I'm not going to just tell you to follow anybody. I don't do that. So, everybody, good night. Have a good night, and I will see you guys next week.
Initiating shutdown sequence.